It sure is a good morning because the Lord gave us another day. I'm Gary Zimak coming to you live from Birmingham, Alabama. Thanks for joining us on Spirit in the Morning. We've got a great hour planned for you. We're here to start your day in an uplifting and positive way. Are you ready? Are you awake? Well, listen, if you're not, grab another cup of coffee. We'll get you awake by the time the hour is finished. Got lots of good things coming your way, some songs. And in particular, I'm going to talk a little bit about this first song I'll play coming up during the first break. I want you to pay attention to it. There is, as with really all of these songs that I choose, there's a bit of a backstory there, and I'm going to be sharing that with you. But, man, I had a great day yesterday. Frank Eliason and myself, we had a great day touring the shrine at Hanceville, the shrine built by Mother Angelica at Hanceville, Alabama. Then afterward, we headed over to the EWTN studios for a taping of EWTN Live. So I'm going to be sharing some of those thoughts with you, meeting lots of great people here, fellow radio station owners, people who are in the radio, the Catholic radio industry. Man, there are a lot of stories here. And I think the most positive thing, the most positive message that I get from these stories is that we have a lot of regular people with no radio background, who just heard that call and decided to go for it. You know, I think if more of us would learn to do that, we could do amazing things in life. You let the Holy Spirit work through you, and it's incredible what can happen. Speaking of the way the Holy Spirit works through people, he works very well in my co-host here, Mr. Dave Parker. Brother, are you there?
I am, Gary, and thanks for the nice compliment.
Man, you're doing a great job. How are things back home?
Very well.
That's right. How are things back home?
Everything's well, Gare.
Good. And good weather,
say,
good?
Weather is what a difference 24 hours makes. It was sunny, clear, chilly. It's going to get windier later on today, okay? Can you hear me now?
Nice. And I'll give the official weather report later. Yes, I can hear. Everything is good.
All right.
How do you sound? How do I sound to you?
Loud and clear.
So,
Dave, Charlie.
It's good to hear you. Good to hear your voice.
Okay.
We've got a great show planned today. Lots of good stuff coming up. And we're gonna be playing some music. We're going to be looking at the gospel. And here's the thing. You're going to hear in the gospel today, and I direct this to everyone listening today. And when you hear these words of the gospel, the Lord's telling us, the kingdom of God's here. The kingdom of God is among us. Well, how are we going to find that kingdom of God today? It can be difficult at times. It can be distracting when we are faced with the problems of everyday life. But we can do it, and I'm going to help you do that on the program today. Why don't we kick it off with a prayer this morning? In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Heavenly Father, we thank you for giving us this new day. We thank you for the many blessings that you give to us each and every day. We thank you for the blessing of your Son Jesus, who you sent to suffer, to live, and to die for us, so that we may live with you forever in heaven. Father, we ask you for the strength that we need as we face today, the strength that we need to do your will. Give us the strength and the grace to see you in everybody we meet, even those people who typically annoy us. Help us to accept our suffering and realize that everything that happens in our life is for a reason. Father, we ask that you bless all of us, our families, everyone we encounter today. Bless our priests, our religious, our deacons. Bless our co-workers. Bless the people we see as we're sitting in traffic. Bless them. Protect them. Grant them your peace. We ask you to accept our own personal needs, whatever they may be. Father, you know what they are. You know what we need. We give them to you. We realize that you can handle our problems a lot better than we can. So we give them to you. We trust you with our problems. I give you this show. It's all yours, Father. You work through me. Please send your Holy Spirit to work through me and guide my voice and my words so that your message can be proclaimed. And open our minds and our hearts to be receptive to your message as well. We also ask you to bless our government officials. May they always do your will. We also pray for peace in this country. We ask for and around the world. And we ask for these things in the most holy and sacred name of Jesus Christ, your Son and our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. Our Lady Queen of Peace, pray for us. And good Saint Joseph, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. I'm Gary Zimak. Thank you again for joining me on Spirit in the Morning. I'm in Birmingham, Alabama, easy for me to say. Birmingham, Alabama, along with Fearless Frank Eliason, our Director of Operations. Back in the studio, Mr. Dave Parker, running the board, keeping things straight, keeping us on target and online. And we're here to uplift you. I was talking to a lot of people at the radio conference yesterday. And Dave, I think you'll be happy to hear this. I was talking to a lot of people at the radio conference. And I told them about our show. And actually, EWTN is very aware of the work that we're doing. They said we're doing a good job. But I mentioned that we're a little bit different. And I'll say we are really different in terms of Catholic radio. We're playing a lot of contemporary Christian music. So many people thought that was fascinating, and they really liked the idea. So this is something new. We're trying to reach out in somewhat of a different way as part of the EWTN radio network, which is a really cool thing. But I think we complement their programming really nicely, and we're trying to meet you where you are. That's what we're trying to do. We're trying to meet you where you are. We're reaching you in the car. We're reaching you at home. We're coming to you and making you realize that God's with you. He loves you. Nobody's judging anybody here. We're just giving it to you straight. We're giving you the good news, and I think that's a very important message that has to go out there. And this station is dedicated to the Holy Spirit. That's why we're called Holy Spirit Radio, and we depend on the Holy Spirit to speak through us. So, Dave, I think the Holy Spirit's doing a good job of speaking through you and speaking through me and also speaking through the music we play, right, and the scripture verses that we share.
Yes. Gary, you know what?
Yes, sir.
A word came to mind, leaders, leading. We're leading, you know, down this new trail or path and complementing EWTN programming. And I think we're onto something.
And, you know, Dave, we're trying to build everyone up, too. That's the thing. We're doing it over the air, but you can be a leader. You can spread the good news wherever you go today. It might just be among your family. You might just be praying for people. You might send an email to someone. You might make a phone call. Or you could share a scripture passage. It really depends. You know, we're all placed where we are for a reason. Today, God's going to surround you with people. Those are the people that he wants to hear the good news. So it's up to you and me and Dave to share the good news with those around us. And, you know, you don't need to have a theology degree to do that. As I always like to say, and Dave, sometimes this gets me in trouble, but you don't need to be that intelligent to be a good Catholic, right? I mean, and I'm living proof of that. You know that, right?
but say so, Gary.
Thank you.
I agree. Yeah, I agree. I don't know what to say other than the fact that it runs the gamut of intelligence. But, I mean, it's more than intelligence. It's that still small voice that might be the Holy Spirit tugging at your heartstrings. Some people don't know what that is until they start listening and meditating and thinking about, well, what is that? I mean, there's something might be missing in my life.
That's right.
You know?
That's right. And you nailed it. And, you know, this is the Holy Spirit working between you and me because I didn't talk to you about this. The first song that I'm going to play in a few minutes, that is exactly the message of that song, this still small voice.
Wow.
Very simple.
Wow.
You know, and if you want to, and I'm going to tell you out there listening, if you want to get close to Jesus today, just ask him, Jesus, you know what? I don't know you that well. I want to get closer to you. We'll talk more about that after the first break. But right now, I want to read the gospel. This is from Daily Mass today. This is from Luke chapter 17, verses 20 through 25. And by the way, we will have this linked at spiritinthemorning.com. Asked by the Pharisees when the kingdom of God would come, Jesus said in reply, "The coming of the kingdom of God cannot be observed, and no one will announce, 'Look, here it is,' or 'There it is,' for behold, the kingdom of God is among you." Then he said to his disciples, "The day will come when you will long to see one of the days of the Son of Man, but you will not see it. There will be those who will say to you, 'Look, there he is,' or 'Look, here he is.' Do not go off. Do not run in pursuit. For just as lightning flashes and lights up the sky from one side to the other, so will the Son of Man be in his day. But first he must suffer greatly and be rejected by this generation. Now, this gospel is, I really like this today because I think this message is one that we all need to hear, and it really ties in to the theme of today's show. What the Lord Jesus is saying here, and you know, I'm going to tell you, if you're someone who is uncomfortable with the Bible, if you feel that it's too complicated, stick with us here at Spirit in the Morning. We're going to keep this as simple as possible. God's speaking to you through these words. He speaks to us through the pages of sacred scripture. And again, you don't need to be a scholar to understand this. But what you need to do is you need to remember sacred scripture is a really deep, it's a really deep message. But you don't have to take it so deep that your brain is fried. You're going to get out of it what the Lord wants you to get out of it. The message here is very simple. Jesus is saying, look, the kingdom of God, it's right among you. So we are all living in this kingdom of God on earth. Now, of course, we're going to see it more fully when we get to heaven. But right now, the Lord's here. He is working. And I had such a great day at the shrine at Hansville, Alabama yesterday, just walking around, talking to the Lord. So peaceful there. And, you know, sometimes you just have to get away. You have to break away in order to really hear that, as Dave said, that still small voice speaking to you. And I would recommend that you do that today. Maybe if it's in your car, just relax a little bit. Now, I'm going to tell you this is probably not a good thing to say, so don't do it now. Turn off the radio at some point, not until Spirit in the Morning is over, please. But at some point, turn the radio off, get a little quiet time. That's one of the ways I like to use Catholic radio. I'll listen for a little bit. The Lord will inspire me through the various programs, a lot of these EWTN programs, some of the local shows that we have on Holy Spirit Radio. The Lord's going to speak through the hosts, right? And then eventually what you could do is maybe take that in, and then at some point turn the radio off or get to a quiet place and then let it sink in and say, okay, great, now I heard the message. Now how does it apply to my life, or what am I supposed to do? And really that's the way that you get to know Jesus better. So continuing on with this gospel, Jesus then said to his disciples, basically, hey, look, guys, I'm not going to be with you forever. Appreciate me while I'm here. And then he also said, but my job here is to suffer and be rejected greatly by this generation. So he's giving it to them straight. He's saying that not everybody's going to receive my message. So for those of us who are out there maybe trying to share the good news with somebody, and you all know what happens when you do that, some people are going to reject you and say, boy, that's stupid. Who believes in that? That's not going to work. How's God going to help you in this situation? You have to do it yourself. And you're going to hear all of these responses. Chill out and relax and realize that it happened to Jesus too. Not everybody loved his message. Not everybody embraced it. But certain people will, and they'll embrace it when the time is right. We all know in our lives there have been things that we've heard. I know I've heard many things throughout my life. And when I first heard them, I thought, that's not a good idea. I don't want to hear that. That's not good. That doesn't apply to me. The first time I got to see Mother Angelica on TV, my wife Eileen had me watch her on TV. I said, I don't want to hear what this nun has to say. But yet Mother went on to greatly change my life once I gave her a chance. I just had to be ready. So, you know, keep that in mind. And you might be listening, and there might be certain concepts, certain church teachings that you might have a problem with. Just relax. Take it gradually. Remember that religion is really all about that relationship between you and the Lord. Now, of course, Christ founded a church, but if you lose sight of that relationship, if you lose sight of the fact that Jesus is real and that he wants to be a part of your life, none of it's going to make any sense to you. So always keep that in mind. Jesus Christ loves you, and he wants to be part of your life. The time right now is 7:14. You're listening to Spirit in the Morning.
This is Franciscan Media's Saint of the Day for November 10th. Today we celebrate Pope St. Leo the Great. Elected in 440, Pope Leo distinguished himself throughout his 21-year pontificate as one of the best administrators of the ancient church. He was likewise known for his pastoral skills and spiritually profound sermons. As Holy Father, Leo worked hard to control the heresies prominent in his day, and to call the followers of those heresies back to true Christian beliefs. A second major area of concern for him was the controversy within parts of the church over the nature of Christ. Leo also led the defense of Rome against barbarian attack, taking the role of peacemaker. On one occasion, he persuaded Attila the Hun to halt his path toward Rome, which he was planning to plunder. But Leo's path to sainthood has its basis in the spiritual depth with which he approached the pastoral care of his people. Well-versed in scripture and ecclesiastical awareness, he had the ability to reach their everyday needs and interests. Pope St. Leo was indeed a great pope, a man who was boundless in his energy, large of heart, and clear in his sense of duty as St. Peter's successor. There's more about the saints, along with inspiration and Catholic resources, at our website, saintoftheday.org. From Franciscan Media, this has been Saint of the Day.
Stir in me a love that's deep, a love that's wide, a love that's sweet. And help me, Lord, to never keep it to myself. And if my heart should dimly burn, and if my feet should fail to run, call my name and I will come right back to you. Cause there's no fear in love, and there's no fear in love. So stir in me wide, a love that's sweet, and help me, Lord, to never keep it to myself. And if my heart should dimly burn, and if my feet should fail to run, call my name and I will come right back to you. Cause there's no
Welcome back to Spirit of the Morning. I'm Gary Zimak. That was a song. Is that, the name of that song was No Fear in Love. The woman who sings that, Stephanie Gretzinger. And I want to tell you the story about that song. That's a song that is really important to me, and I wanted to play it today. Franciscan University of Steubenville is a really special place. I've been blessed to visit a couple times. I've spoken there. The Holy Spirit is very active on the campus of Franciscan University in Steubenville, Ohio. And when I went to Sunday Mass, my family was with me. We went to Sunday Mass. Before the Mass started, the leader of the music ministry, and by the way, they were amazing. They were very, very good. She played that song. I had never heard it before. And the message just touched me. There is no fear in love. Now, of course, that's biblical. That's what Jesus, that's what St. John said. Perfect love casts out fear. So if we have that, that perfect love, and of course none of us are going to have that perfect love, but it's something to work toward. We have that perfect love with the Lord. The more we love him, right, the less we will fear him, and the more of a friend he becomes. And I really like that message, because a lot of times we'll look at God and he'll appear distant, he'll appear cold, and we'll forget that he is God, he is almighty, he is all-powerful, but he loves us. He loves us so much, he loves you so much, that he sent his son to die for you. And Pope Francis has been really clear about this message. And our Holy Father mentions that, or he has mentioned that, Jesus didn't die necessarily for us, even though he did, but it's just the way you think about it. But more specifically, he died for you. And I think when you personalize it and when you look at that one-on-one, that really hits home, and you realize, hey, Jesus died. He suffered. He died for me. And he wants to be my friend. But he's not going to force his way into my life. He waits for me to respond. And that song really drives that message home. The other thing I like about that song, and it's a very simple song. There's not a lot to it. The way she stated, I want to get close to you. It's really that simple, right? And that's a prayer. That can be your prayer today. Maybe you're struggling with your relationship with Jesus. I hear this all the time. I realize it in my own life. I'm not as close to him as I should be. That's your prayer. Lord, I want to get close to you. I want to get close to you. It's really that simple. That's your prayer for today. And sometimes we can overcomplicate it. We can overcomplicate it and get caught up in the words. Now, don't get me wrong. Words are good. Formal prayers, that's fine. But the minute you start losing sight of the words that you're praying, then it all goes out the window. If you're praying the Lord's Prayer, if you're praying the Hail Mary, if you're praying the Glory Be, if you're praying a novena, whatever it is, make it a point to really listen to the words and mean the words. And it's also okay to freeform it sometime, to just say, Lord, I don't even know what to say, but I love you. I want to love you more. Help me to become a better person. Help me to deal with this annoying situation at work. I'm scared, Lord. I don't trust you, Lord. I'm worried, and I don't want to worry, but can you help me? You know, that's very human. And this is how your relationship with Jesus is going to grow. Honesty, that's what it's all about. Any relationship has to have honesty. Honesty is the basis. And I think that's one of the points that is one of my main goals in life. Number one, to really get closer to Jesus, to work on my personal relationship with him. And yes, Catholics do and should have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. We've already got that. By virtue of the fact that he became man and that you were created by the Lord, right? You've got that relationship. However, you don't necessarily have a friendship with Jesus, because in order for that to happen, you've got to respond. For years, I lived my life going through the motions. I went to Mass every Sunday, but I didn't care about a friendship with Jesus. I didn't even know it was possible. I'm here to tell you it is possible. And that's what I want to drive home on this show. It is possible. And my latest book, Find a Real Friend in Jesus, 10 Amazingly Easy Steps, that book grew out of my desire to get to know Jesus better. And you know what I'm finding? It is possible. And friendship with Jesus is the greatest cure to anxiety that you can ever find. And that's the message. So today, remember that song. It's really that simple. Hey, Lord, I want to get close to you. Help me to do that. Help me to be able to get close to you. Now, today's weather in the Delaware Valley, 41 degrees at the moment. 41 degrees today, sunny with a high near 58. Tonight, mostly clear with a low around 44. Veterans Day tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high near 64. So that's your weather forecast here at Spirit in the Morning. I'm Gary Zimak along with Dave Parker. I'm in Birmingham. Dave is in the studios at Doylestown. And by the way, Dave, I know you're going to be off tomorrow, but I just want to thank you because I know you are you're a career military guy.
Mm-hmm.
I want to thank you for, Dave, I want to thank you for your service to our country, because tomorrow is Veterans Day.
Yes, thank you very much.
I appreciate it. Yes. Thank you.
And let's send out a shout out to all the military families of those present, past, and those who are thinking about joining. But God bless America. Thanks, Gare.
That's right, and I really do appreciate what you did, Dave. And we sometimes forget the importance of praying for our people in uniform, and just what a great job, what a great sacrifice that they're all doing. So I just wanted to, I know you're not going to be in the studios tomorrow, Dave, so I wanted to thank you for it. Just thank you for your service, because you're a good man.
Well, thanks, Gary.
And I appreciate that. So today we're just really talking about this idea of having a relationship with Jesus and how he can fit into your life. And I talked about the gospel earlier today. The fact that the kingdom of God is in our midst. We just have to find it. We have to make time to find it, to find the Lord today. So what can you do to find the Lord today? You might see him in another person. You might just make some quiet time. And I'll share some of my stories in the next break about what I discovered yesterday in the quiet, walking around the grounds of the Shrine at Hansville, Alabama. I was just talking to the Lord. It was great. Nobody was around me. I was talking to him. Now, you got to watch it. Sometimes, and I do this. I talk, right, Dave? I talk out loud to the Lord. And if you're around people, they're going to think you're nuts, but that's okay. But I'm used to people thinking I'm nuts. But I talk to him. I said, hey, Lord, it's a beautiful day. I'm happy to be here. Can you help me?
That explains it. I was getting concerned.
You know.
Oh, Frank's back.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, Frank's back. Frank chimes in when necessary. One thing about us, we have a good time here. We're a good team. We really like one another, right? We like what we're doing. This is all good news. But talk to the Lord as if he's real. You know why? Because he is real. And too many times we forget that. We forget the fact that he's real and that he wants to help us. And Lord knows, I need help. I need plenty of help to get through the day. We all do. And as I was talking to people about the show yesterday, saying that here we are in the morning, we're just trying to lift people up, get them started, point them in the right direction. We play some uplifting music. We remind them that Jesus is active in their life. Everybody said, that's fantastic. We need to hear more of that. How can I listen to your show? So we've got a lot of interest because why? We are all struggling. This station was founded to communicate hope. That's what we're doing. We're communicating hope, the good news of Jesus Christ, over the airwaves. Why? Because there is hope. But sometimes, if you look around, things could seem a little hopeless. That is an illusion. There is hope. With God, all things are possible. The fact that we're able to do this broadcast remotely, successfully, without any issues, the fact that I'm able to do anything on the radio, because I have no radio background, right? That indicates that God can do all things. If we can sound coherent at this hour in the morning, and I'm not always saying that we don't always sound coherent, right? But God can do all things. Don't ever forget it. It's 7:28 on Spirit in the Morning. Get your coffee going. We'll be back.
I'm Anna Mitchell with this Holy Spirit radio news update. President-elect Donald Trump and his senior team have begun the task of picking a cabinet and tapping hundreds of appointees to senior roles in key departments such as state, defense, homeland security, commerce, and treasury. Trump goes to the White House today to get some help from President Obama in making the transition. But campaign divisions appear to be widening as thousands of people have taken to the streets across America to protest the election of Donald Trump. Flames lit up the sky in California last night as thousands of protesters burned a giant paper mache head of Donald Trump in Los Angeles and started fires in Oakland intersections. Late in the evening, several hundred people in L.A. blocked one of the city's busiest freeways, US 101, between downtown and Hollywood. Meanwhile, the Vatican Secretary of State has sent his congratulations to President-elect Trump, saying he prayed that his government may bear real fruit. Cardinal Pietro Parolin said that Trump can, quote, be assured of our prayers that the Lord may enlighten and support him, end quote. And this year's Rockefeller Center Christmas tree is beginning its journey from upstate New York. The 94-foot Norway spruce will be cut down. this morning. It's due to arrive Saturday in Manhattan. The tree's 50,000 lights will be switched on during a live television broadcast November 30th. With this Holy Spirit Radio News Update, I'm Anna Mitchell.
Support for Holy Spirit Radio is provided in part by Joe DeFinis of DeFinis Insurance and Financial Group, an exclusive agency with Nationwide, working hard to protect what matters most to you and your family, providing auto, home, life, and commercial insurance and located in Roxborough with offices in Montgomery and Delaware counties. Joe can be reached at 215-483-4040. That's 215-483-4040.
You are listening to Spirit in the Morning with Gary Zimak.
Christopher Minutes, thoughts on making every day count. I'm Tony Rossi. At the opening of the Dog Tag Bakery in Washington, D.C., CNN anchor Jake Tapper called its proprietors a match made in heaven. It was a clever way to describe Jewish philanthropist Connie Milstein and Catholic priest Father Rick Curry. Blogger Janet Donovan attended the grand opening and explained that the bakery's goal is that no veteran with disabilities who wants to work should be unemployed. One of those workers is Cedric Banks, an Army veteran who sustained brain injuries in combat. He told the Washington Post, "Dog Tag has helped me with transitioning from a wounded warrior back into society. It's helped me recognize my capabilities despite my injuries." This message was brought to you by the Christophers. Thanks for listening, and remember that it's better to light one candle than to curse the darkness.
Places, broken souls with smiling faces, fighting for surrender, for now and the after, yeah. Just look around and you see that people are scared to say how they really feel. Oh, we all need a little honesty, yeah. You are loved. Zeros, a light not expected, but not quite perfected, yeah. Look up, see the sun is shining, there's hope on a new horizon.
You are love.
That was You Are Loved by Stars Go Dim. You're listening to Spirit in the Morning. I'm Gary Zimak coming to you live from Birmingham, Alabama. You are loved. What a great message. What a great message that is. That's a message that sometimes we forget. And you might need to hear that today. The first song, There's No Fear in Love. To the next song, You Are Loved. God loves you. Sometimes it's easy to feel unloved. Sometimes it's easy to feel alone. You're not alone. And God loves you. He loves you unconditionally. That unconditional love is a powerful thing. When I love someone, and you know, I love my wife, I love my children, I love them, I'd like to say unconditionally, but sometimes something happens, somebody does something, and you know, you start to feel a little bit differently. Maybe you'll love people a little bit more conditionally, that's what I'm trying to say, than you would like to admit. God loves you that so unconditionally that no matter what you do, that love will never change. So in other words, you could turn away from him. Maybe you haven't gone to church for years. Maybe you've committed some number of great sins. Doesn't change the fact that he loves you and he's waiting to welcome you back. Yesterday at the Shrine of Hanceville, we were treated to a talk early in the morning. It was great. It was just a retreat day, a time to get away for all of us involved in Catholic radio. And we were treated to a talk by Father Wade Menezes. His father has done a lot of work on EWTN. He gave a talk about confession. And I'll tell you what, I'm somebody who really loves the sacrament of confession. But for years, I never really stopped going to it. But I didn't take it seriously. I would just literally go through the motions, as I did with just about everything in my life. But Father, recently, within the past 10 years or so, confession became more important to me. And I realized that why am I carrying these burdens around in my life? This guilt, this extra weight on my shoulders. So I started going to confession more. And the beautiful thing is about the sacrament, you get that grace from the sacrament. First of all, your sins are forgiven, which is really cool. But you also get that grace to help you be a better person. I've got issues. I'm not going to kid you. I've got issues. Everybody that knows me knows I have issues. Sometimes I'm impatient. Sometimes I can be a little gluttonous. Sometimes I love comfort, you know, all these things. And confession helps me because it helps me to overcome my favorite sins. So anyway, he gave this great talk. I went to confession. I feel like $1 million. It was a great thing. So I'm just going to say, if it's been a long time, get back to confession. Give it a try. It's an amazing thing. Why? Because God loves you. He doesn't want you to live in misery. And as someone who has gone through this in the past, dealing with that guilt, man, that really weighs you down. The Lord loves you too much for that. So that song, that's why I love that message. You are loved. Very simple, to the point. You are loved unconditionally, meaning there's nothing you can do that can ever change that. I like that. I like that kind of love. It is 7:38 right now on Spirit in the Morning. By the way, I'm very proud of myself when I do that time conversion in my head, right? Dave, you know me. Frank knows me. That's pretty good because you know what? It's 6:38 here in Birmingham. Yeah, right?
Yes, it is.
No calculator. No calculator needed, Mr. Parker. Yeah,
I'm impressed. I'm so impressed.
The joys of live radio. So.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Wonderful, Gary. And the sun, is the sun up yet down there, or is it just coming up?
No, the sun is up over the mall.
Is it?
It's a beautiful view of the mall roof.
Yeah, we do.
Okay. All right.
I was just commenting about that.
Yeah, really.
We have to talk about the mall roof.
Yeah.
So we're looking out. That's our view. That's what we have. And by the way, I want to share this. You know, Frank is here with me in Birmingham. We walked around the grounds of the shrine yesterday, and on our spiritinthemorning.com, I have a picture I put up today. Yesterday, I ended the show with the peace prayer of St. Francis. I love that. I love that prayer because it's so simple, and it reminds us that, you know, we can make that difference in the world. We can bring peace to the world. I'm walking along yesterday. I found a plaque with the peace prayer of St. Francis, so I posted that yesterday. And I just love the way the Holy Spirit works sometimes. That prayer came to me. I thought I need to pray it on the air yesterday, and then I see that plaque. Frank, the grounds.
Walking around, didn't you just feel faith the whole time?
Yeah.
You know, standing there by Mother Angelica.
It
was incredible. I spent a lot of time down in the crypt and just, you know, just tried to feel the vibe from it and just feel connection to her and connection to everything around. You know, anything you walk around, and we did the rosary, and there was this long path to what they call the grotto.
Right.
And, you know, you just walk down this path, and as you're walking along, you know, every step you felt something different. And then by the time you got there, because there was this community of people from Catholic Radio, you felt the vibe of the community really come alive. But then you look over, and there was kind of, I don't want to say a cliff, but a big hill down to running water.
Right. Oh, that was amazing.
And it was so peaceful at that moment. And I, you know, I was sitting along the rocks and, like, just looking over at that the whole time. And it was just the beauty of the world. You know, because, like, there's a lot of trouble in the world.
Right.
You know, whatever side you are on the political spectrum, we saw the protests yesterday, a lot going on. But then you look to the side and you find peace. You find tranquility. You find peace in each other. And then saying the rosary together. Yeah,
that was amazing. That was a very powerful experience. But you talk about that, finding God in nature, sometimes disconnecting from the world. It was great. It was great.
Those who know me, I'm always connected to my phone. I live on my phone. I'm holding my phone right now as we're sitting here on
the
air.
Right.
And yet, well, first of all, your phone didn't work there.
Right. That was a help.
Hey, Frank, they have surgical procedures to remove that phone. Okay?
My wife's been trying to get it surgically removed from me for a while. So, you know, but that was peace in life.
Right. Right.
And, you know, it was I wish the day could just end it right there, just like at that second, because it was such a, you know, so many thoughts going through your mind at one moment.
Right. And that importance of just disconnecting, and no matter where you are today, you could find God somewhere today. Just take a few minutes, go to a peaceful place, right, Frank, just to walk outside or do something, and he's there.
Walk away from all these bad things around you.
Yeah,
you know, we don't need all this negativity. We watch the news all the time, and, you know, we get all this negativity that's around us. But you know what? There's beauty around us. There's beauty in the people that are with us.
That's
there's
so
beauty
true.
In the people that are sitting next to us. You know, find that. You know, find the good things in life. And I think that's one of the things we're missing right now out there is there's a lot of good.
I agree.
And we need to find that.
I agree. You turn on the news, all you're seeing are the protests that are going on around the country. But, and you know, there and a lot of negativity depending on what network you watch. But the fact of the matter is there's good in the world. There's a lot of good in the world. And we need to not only find that good, but we need to be that good.
That is correct. What is the best way of professing our faith? The best way to profess our faith, you could sit there and read Gospels and do all these things.
Right.
It's to show it.
Exactly.
It's to show you're doing the right things. It's not attacking someone. It's showing them the love.
Right.
Jesus was all about love.
Exactly.
And, you know, if you show that love, people will come to the faith. And I think this is what we have to get from it, and this is what I got from the day yesterday. It was a powerful moment just taking that in.
That's right. That's right. And, praise you know, God. Right? And Dave, the closer you get to the Lord, you know this in your own walk with the Lord, the closer you get to him, the more you feel his love, the more that desire starts to grow in you to share his love with other people. And it's infectious. Here I go. I'm calling you infectious again.
In a good way. That's good. So true. And it's so true. And that love that surpasses all understanding, it's just amazing. It's just amazing. And
right.
There is no sin too great to be forgiven with his
Amen.
Love.
Amen. And that's what we need to remember. And what I would like to mention to you at home today, we've just played that song, You Are Loved. You are loved. God loves you. Now, there is probably somebody around you today, somebody who you'll run into who might not feel loved, who might feel that God doesn't love them. Maybe in some way today you can show them a sign of God's love. Just be nice to them. Even say a prayer. Just to offer to do something kind for them. Maybe you'll just tell them, hey, you know, God loves you. And, you know, there is a time and a place for that. Sometimes you hold back because not everybody's ready to hear that message. Some people get turned off. But there's a time and a place for that. And a lot of people are feeling really unloved right now. They feel distant from God. Maybe in some small way, like Frank said, through your actions. You can make that change today. That's why I love featuring these Christopher Minutes. Very simple message, but we're called to be Jesus to one another. How can you do that today? And you can do that in some small way. You are listening to Spirit in the Morning. I'm Gary Zimak, along with Frank Eliason. We are in Birmingham, Alabama, coming to you from the EWTN Catholic Radio Conference. Dave Parker's back in the studio. I want to let you know, if you want to let us know, and by the way, we got a really good email from Katie yesterday, who was inquiring about bringing us to her children's high school, which is an excellent idea. We would love to broadcast the show live from maybe a Catholic high school, a diner, a restaurant, a coffee shop, wherever. We've got the equipment now, obviously. We are broadcasting from Birmingham. We'd love to do it locally in the Delaware Valley. So if you're out there listening in Pennsylvania, Delaware, New Jersey, and you want to invite us to do the show live, send me an email, gary@holyspiritradio.org. We have our equipment. We don't need anything special set up. We're ready. We're ready to go. If you want to feed us, that's great. If you don't, we don't care. We'll come anyway. As long as you'll have us and you'll let us broadcast live, we want to do that because we want to be part of the community. We are part of the community, so we want to get out there and do the show. We want to get out of the studio a little bit. Holy Spirit Radio does let us out sometimes, and we're ready to do it. So just send me an email, gary@holyspiritradio.org. Hang in there. We'll be back with the Be Not Afraid Bible verse.
More enjoyable than Scrabble. Spirit.
Spirit.
Spirit in the Morning with Gary Zimak.
This morning we are on the phone.
It's time for letting go. All of our phonies. Cause we don't have a time machine. And even if we did. Treasure come right now. And this is the only moment that we can do anything about. So breathe it in and breathe it out. And listen to your heartbeat. There's a wonder in the here and now. It's right there in front of you. And I don't want you to miss the miracle of the moment. Taste them as they fall. Let them soften your heart. And if it brings you laughter, then throw your head back and let it go. Let it go. Yeah. You gotta let it go. And listen to your heartbeat.
Miracle of the Moment, Stephen Curtis Chapman. Isn't that a great message? Don't miss the miracle of the moment. Right now, today, the Lord has us alive. He's got a plan for us. I think so many times we get caught up, worried about the future, upset about the past, right? Things we did we shouldn't have done, things that might happen in the future. What do? When we do that, we miss the miracle of the moment. Right now, as he said at the start of that song, it's time for letting go. Let the past go. The Lord gave us another day. Thank you, Lord. How can I serve you today, Lord? First of all, how can I get to know you better today? Remember that first song? I want to get close to you, Lord. It's really that simple. I don't even know where to begin. Guess what? That's a prayer. That's a great prayer. And then once you get to know him, as you start to know him, what's going to happen is you're going to want to get out there and share that good news and make a difference in somebody else's life. You can see I'm fired up. I had my coffee. I'm ready to go. Guess what? It is 7:50 now. It is time for the Be Not Afraid Bible verse of the day. And by the way, we will have this linked at spiritinthemorning.com. Today's verse comes from St. Paul's second letter to the Thessalonians. 2 Thessalonians 3:3. The message is this: but the Lord is faithful. He will strengthen you and guard you from the evil one. Ooh, what does that mean? Now, how does that help us? Here's the deal. We're all surrounded by temptation. You're going to be facing a lot of temptations today, a lot of challenges. You might be tempted to lose your cool. You might be tempted to do something that's sinful. I mean, so many different temptations we're going to face. The Lord's going to strengthen us. We can't get overwhelmed because he will give us the grace to deal with anything that we face. I remember when I was working as a software developer, there were certain challenging people that I would encounter throughout the day. And you knew that if you got the email from that person or you'd get ready to pick up the phone and you'd see who it is, it's like, oh, no, here we go. Right? And you're worried that you might lose your cool, which I did sometimes, I have to say. There have been times when I sent that email that I shouldn't have sent. You ever done that? You sent that email that, oh, man, why did I send it? You can't take it back, but it happens. But if you ask for the grace, now, you know, that sounds complicated. What does it mean to ask for the grace? Very simply, Lord, I'm ready to yell at this person. Can you help me? And it's amazing what happens when you do that. And, you know, I talked about confession. You get that sacramental grace from confession. So gradually, and I'm saying gradually, my wife can attest to this, gradually maybe you become a little less angry, a little less impatient, but it takes time. You get that grace from the sacrament and also continue to ask the Lord, hey, Lord, I'm having trouble. I'm having trouble trusting you. I'm having trouble being nice to people. I want to be nice to people, but they annoy me too much. I want to be forgiving just as you were able to forgive. Help me. And if you get used to asking for that help, he'll help you. A lot of times, we get overwhelmed by the devil. Now, we have two schools of thought. Some people say the devil doesn't exist. Other people say that he exists and he's going to be so powerful, he's going to make me sin. Well, both of those extremes are wrong. First of all, the devil does exist. That's always been a teaching of the church. So he's real. But if you get too freaked out about the devil, you can become overwhelmed. Guess what? He can't make you do anything. He can plant ideas in your head. He can convince you that to not trust the Lord. He can do all kinds of things. Does that mean also anytime you get a negative thought, it's from the devil? Not always. Sometimes it comes from your own mind. But look, the fact of the matter is the devil can't make you do anything. So you can ask for the grace to rise above your desire to sin, to rise above that desire to yell at somebody, to rise above your desire to lose your patience. Pray. Start praying the minute you start to feel yourself boiling over. And I've learned to do that, and it's amazing what can happen. But it's a process. Don't be too hard on yourself. We work on that one day at a time. And the Lord's patient with us. Why? Because he gets us. He gets that we have a fallen human nature. He's not asking us to be perfect. He's just asking us to be faithful. And in this Bible verse from 2 Thessalonians 3:3, we're told that the Lord is faithful. See, we might desert him, but he's never going to desert us. Isn't that good to know? That's a really good feeling. The Lord is never going to desert you, no matter how much of a jerk you are. Right? I like that. That doesn't mean you should go around and not try to get better. That's not what Jesus was all about. When Jesus would forgive somebody, what did he always say? Go and sin no more, right? He didn't say continue to sin, continue to be evil, continue to not feel bad about what you're doing. No, but also don't fall into despair. That's a big problem. God loves you. There's always hope. There is no sin that's unforgivable. Boy, you talk about a positive message to start your day. Any sin can be forgiven. So no matter what you've done, relax, right? Don't be stressed out. The Lord loves you. He wants you back. He wants to welcome you back. So you know what? The miracle of the moment, today's that day. If it's been a long time, either make that decision today to get back to confession, to get back to church, to start talking to the Lord again. Today is the day. Why? Because we don't know about tomorrow. We don't know for sure if we will be here tomorrow. Oh, Gary, you're bringing me down. Come on, stop. Look, let's get real here. We don't know that. Because if you start to procrastinate, it's another one of my big problems. If you start to procrastinate, you're going to keep putting things off. Well, you know what? I'll get to that tomorrow. Oh, you know what? Tomorrow, I'm going to be busy. I'll do it the next day. And so on and so forth. We go on and on and on. Today, the miracle of the moment. God gave you this miraculous moment. He has you alive right now for a reason. November the 10th, 2016. You are alive right now for a reason. Take advantage of it. Don't let the weight of your past sins carry you, weigh you down. Turn to the Lord. Ask Him for forgiveness. You want to get to know Him? Today's the day to start to get to know Him. And I'm telling you, I've gone through this and I still go through it. I work every day to try to get to know Jesus a little bit better. Just the other day I was talking to Him and I said, Lord, you know what? I wish I knew You better. And guess what? That's a prayer. And then naturally it flows from that to say, Lord, help me to get to know You better. I want to get close to You. It's really that simple. Going back to that first song. So today is the day. Don't wait for tomorrow. And also, go make a difference, if you can, in somebody's life today. And I always tell you, even if you can't get out of the house, say a prayer for somebody. Offer up your suffering. Make a phone call. Send an email. There's something you can do. We have people who listen to the show from prison. You might not be able to get out, but boy, you can do something. No matter where you are, you can do something. You can grow closer to the Lord, and you can do something for somebody. That's the message. Get to know the Lord and go help somebody else. So that's what He wants us to do. And we are running out of time on the program today. We're just about out of time. I want to thank you for tuning into the show. I want to thank you for listening. Follow us online at spiritinthemorning.com. And also, let me know what you think of the show. If you want to invite us to do the program remotely from your establishment, Gary@HolySpiritRadio.org. Why don't we go simple today? Let's close with a basic prayer as we go out into the world and make a difference. Join me in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let's now pray using the words given to us by our Lord Jesus. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be Thy name, Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. And let us all say amen. In the name of the Father, and of amen. The Son, and of the Spirit, Holy Spirit, amen. Mr. Parker, I know you won't be with us tomorrow. I will be here from Birmingham. Dave, you're going to be in our prayers. Continue to get healthy, brother. We all need right. you.
Thank you, Gare. Thank you, Frank.
All right, my
Enjoy
man.
Enjoy down there. And now, are you coming back? You sounded like you just wanted to move there almost.
Oh, no, I'm coming back, but we're going to be here live tomorrow from Birmingham. Have a great day. Remember, God loves you, and we'll be back with you tomorrow, God willing. See you later.